All right, update on the injury report. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate today. He'll be out for the St. Louis game. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Questionable. Hronis Grasu, neck, limited, questionable. Matt Forte, knee, limited, questionable. Alshon Jeffrey, groin, limited, questionable. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, limited, questionable. Tracy Porter, hip, limited, questionable. Antrell Roll, ankle, limited, questionable. Shay McClellan, knee, limited, questionable. Mitch Unrein, illness, is recovered, full participation, probable. Any questions?
To have two guys get caught with the PEDs, get suspended in the same week, how strange is that? As an organization, what do you guys do to prevent that? I mean, how does that happen?
Well, it's an education process. They're very well educated. They understand. They've been preached to. They're responsible for anything they put in their body. Our opponent this weekend has had two also. So I think it's pretty common around the league every year. This year, no different.
Porter and Roll, were they injured in the game or just during the week?
All of the above.
Did you like what you saw out of Alshon today?
Yeah. It was good practice.
Jenna, as you go through, walk through tomorrow, what do you monitor with Alshon just to see movement-wise that he's where you'd like him to be?
Well, just like all players, I mean, you know, they're deemed capable of playing, they play.
But do you focus in on his movement? And
no, I don't pay attention at all. No.
How do you get a feel for whether a guy is moving the way you want him to be moving?
You have an idea of what he's capable of. You look at it, you evaluate it like we do every day. And, if the medical people think he's healthy to go, they go.
You've been around a lot of good receivers. And when people are putting together a couple weeks in a row the way Alshon is, can you sense it in him? Can you sense it in his confidence level? Is there any kind of secret sauce going on?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, as a competitor, guys have success. That usually breeds confidence. And, I think he's got a stretch of games that we'd like to continue this week in St. Louis.
What impact would a McPhee absence have on your defense?
He leads our team in sacks. I think he does generate pressure on the quarterback. We're hopeful that he's able to play. If he doesn't, somebody else has to pick up that slack.
I know you guys have been monitoring him for a couple of weeks now, injury-wise, with McPhee. Is this the same deal?
It's the same deal every week. As I've mentioned many times, these guys aren't 100%. It's a physical game, and there's a lot of guys, that's why you need mentally tough people, and, they kind of weather it and make do with what they got.
Lamar and Willie have been more active the last couple of games. Do you think that's a matter of them getting healthier, understanding their positions, the defense, everything kind of coming together?
I think exactly all that, Peggy. I think, both of them came off of season-ending injuries. We monitored them earlier in the season, throughout the preseason, training camp, and even really early season. Really defensively, it's all new, for everybody, including them. So there's an adjustment there, and, we're stressing to improve every week, and those guys, we think have, and, you see some of that success here of late.
If McPhee is deemed able to go, is he the type of player that you're comfortable having him play even though he didn't practice all week?
Yeah, he missed practice time the last couple of weeks, truth be told. So, sometimes you try to get him to the game, and, hopefully they deal with it well in the game.